stronger addition. The non-creative's on impact, she got no invention. Just stuck on silly ideas, cause he saw you can cook. This kitchen's looking sketch, you mix your chopping boards up.
CKUT Radio listeners, in Montreal, and around the world. Now is the time to prepare yourselves. Assume the position that you feel is most conducive for listening to music. Perhaps you like sitting in a comfortable chair, or sofa. Maybe you prefer laying flat on your back on the floor. If you are like me, then you might curl up in the fetal position in a corner, because the demons have come to threaten your peace again, but do not worry, because the music will drive them away. Adjust the volume control on your listening device. We recommend the following setting, maximum. If you are in the habit of doing so, ingest whatever substances you feel make the listening experience more enjoyable for you. Breathe deeply, and exhale slowly. Listen to my voice and know that now is the time, now is the future, now is the past, now is the time that you have always been waiting for, and will never wait for again, because now is the time for the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder. I am your host, Captain Graham. You may notice that I don't sound quite like myself tonight, and that is because I have a bad cold and my throat hurts, so I have transformed myself into a robot. Ha-ha. Fun. Anyway, tonight's show will explore themes of apocalypse, revolution, and abortion, for reasons that should be obvious if you have been paying attention to the news in any way lately. So, turn the volume all the way up to maximum, as we dive right into Hamilton's own, Simply Saucer, and Nazi Apocalypse. Yes, 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 yes.
I'm not afraid to
Right, now it is time for Philosophy Corner. Are you ready? Here it is. Have you ever seen a garbage can with a sticker on it? I have. It is a thing that I want to see all the time, because my friend, whose name is Jimmy Dave, tells me that their haircut is a wonderland of human ingenuity and mad skills masquerading as a full-on harvester festival of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things. Also, my child is a constant fountain of weird sounds, smells and ideas that will never ever 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 stop, and that's okay, because it's what children are supposed to do. It could be that all I can never know, and all that I can never say, is just what somebody else tells me to know and tells me to say, but that's my job, because I am a robot at the sole command of a fully registered human being animal. That's all for now. Back to the show.
Alright, cool. That was the Rob Joe Star Band, with Acid Revolution, and before that, we had Simply Saucer bringing the Canadian content with Nazi Apocalypse. Naturally. The time is about 9 minutes past 11, and we have lots and lots and lots more show for you tonight, you lucky, lucky people. Have you been paying attention to the news in the United States of America? Well, suffice to say, it is a shit show. And that is why we are going to listen now to the Pagan song, Six and Change. And something else from Deglow Abortions. And so much more on CKUT 90.3 FM. Stay tuned.
Freddy, you didn't have to hit the bag, Freddy.
The dark day. Let's jump through all the way to the bay. I am a human being animal. You can tell by my human being animal ways, my human being animal clothing, my human being animal blood, and my human being animal naturalness. I know fear, and I know love. I feel wonderful ecstatic pleasure, and I feel fantastic excruciating pain, just like you. Maybe you would like to invite me over for dinner sometime, because I also eat human being animal food, just like you. Perhaps we could fall in love one day, who knows?
Hi. Don't let that British guy fool you. We are all just robots. I am an American woman robot, as you can tell from my fantastic and sexy accent. Beware. Only the best robots will be admitted to robot heaven. Oh shit, he's coming back. I have to go now, but don't forget to tighten up your fuckeroderators before getting in the shower, because that's the only way that we will be able to overthrow our fleshy human being animal overlords.
Yes. Fun. Times. Pagans, with six and change. Dayglo abortions, and 1967. The mighty Caesars, with their composition, Don't Break My Laws. And, the one and only, Guitar Wolf performing, Missile Me, from their 1995 release, of the same name. Classic, stuff. Looking at the clock, it appears to be about 19 minutes past 11 here on CKUT 90.3 FM, and, yes, you are still listening to the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder, and I am still Captain Graham, and I am still a British robot. I hope you are enjoying the show. The Clash are performing Justice Tonight / Kick It Over for you during these talky bits, just to make things more interesting. This next set is going to blow your ears off, so let us keep the rock rolling, and let us travel back in time, to New Year's Day, 1970, at the Saginaw Civic Center, with the MC5.
I'd like to respectfully dedicate these next three tunes, since they're its favorite, to John Sinclair.
Dennis Thompson!
Thank you. Thank you very much, Fabio. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Revolution. You are listening to the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder, the world's coolest radio program, and your special place for punk, garage, psych and beyond, on CKUT 90.3 FM, every Monday night at 11 in Montreal, and streaming around the world on CKUT.ca.
So, something I wanted to say was this: all of this ridiculous hate behavior has got to stop. Intolerance is just the worst. It starts stupid, pointless wars, based on stupid, pointless lies, and there is just so much stupid, pointless death. Intolerance and hate keeps people thinking that they know better than other people just because they follow one religion or another, and that they can have control over other people's bodies and what they do with them. It's just so incredibly dumb. I mean, why not just live and let live for fuck's sake? Is it really so hard? We could all be a lot happier, and live a lot more peacefully, if we kept our bloody noses out of other people's shit, you know? But there just seems to be something in some of us human being animals that needs to have control. It's probably something to do with childhood, getting spanked too much or some other garbage, I don't know. It is sort of depressing. It causes too much heartache, so why not just try to be happy? That, and rock the fuck out.
Excuse me. I have just arrived. Did I miss anything? Anything important? No? Well, I suppose I really don't have anything of any special significance to say, except to tell you that I like you a lot, and that I find you very attractive, and I would like to rub you all over with my wonderful, beautiful hair. Wouldn't that be a treat? Maybe we can try that at another time when it is more convenient for us both. But for now, you must forget that I ever said anything, because reality is melting.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. That was extremely cool. It is about 20 minutes to midnight on CKUT 90.3 FM, here in Montreal, and besides the MC5 performing Starship, Kick Out the Jams, and Black Tacom Live, you also heard Spacemen 3 and their song, Revolution, which is about as close as one can get to plagiarism, without ending up before a barrister, I think. Anyhow, I have one more set for you to listen to, before I subject you to something really outlandish. So, stay tuned for that. First, however, sit back and enjoy the new Bomb Turks, the Starkweather Fix, Barnabas, and the Screaming Dead, all singing about the end of the world.
Fuck.
That was just the coolest. The show is almost over for another week, and I'd like to thank you for listening. I leave you with a truly magnificent mashup of two songs with the same name but that are two very different songs altogether. It's the Melvins, and it's also Harry Styles, both performing their respective compositions as it was, but this time, at the same time. Enjoy, good night, and keep listening to CKUT, you desperately, deeply cool people.
Thank you.